Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Let's, Donovan, bring this back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Suzanne Tullian is our guest. She's our good friend, member of our Brain Trust, principal of the Brand Ascension Group, and co-author of Brand DNA. We're talking about branding for the solo professional, like a consultant or a broker or a realtor or sales reps, people like that. How do you define your brand? How do you make sure that you're in charge of how your brand is defined? And of course, first, Suzanne, they have to recognize that they have a brand, right?
Yeah, everybody has a brand, whether they want one or not. It's there.
And the question is not whether you have it; it's whether you're defining it, or whether somebody, a referrer, or just is defining it, or maybe even a competitor. And one of the things that I want to talk about, we touched on this a little bit in the last segment, are the core elements of a brand, and you call them the core values, and I agree with that. And surely trust is at the top of that list.
Well, not necessarily. The core elements are actually a sequence of pieces of information, and core values is actually just one piece of the brand itself. So we were talking earlier about brand style, which I think is, I determine as your personality, your brand's personality. The core values are another set of words with very, very deep meaning to you. So not everybody has a core value of trust. They might have integrity. They might have another word that helps them better understand or define who they want to become and be more of. So people define their brand, in words differently. And that's one of the key pieces, because it's very customized to who you are and how you want to show up.
Right. Let me say this. We can debate about whether we should say trust or credibility what was the other word you used?
Integrity.
But when somebody thinks of my brand, that's what I want them to think about first. Everything else builds off of that. What do you think? That's just my opinion.
It could be that you want people to think you're fun. It could be that you want people to think you're intelligent, that you have all the information I need. So yeah. There could be some words that trump that word when you put these in order.
But you may make me laugh. You may be smart. You may make me laugh. But if I can't trust you, I don't want to do business with you.
But so trust can still be a part of it. It could be an end result of how you show up. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
So everybody in their breath, that's kind of like the result of what you want when you show up in these values consistently. Because it's consistency that builds trust. So when you're consistent in all of these, when you're consistent in all of these elements that you've defined for yourself, then you're building trust all the way around.
I like the fact that you use consistent, because, for example, coming back to personality, you might not like the way I am, but if I'm consistent and I perform, you might say, well, I don't love the guy, but he's consistent and I can do business with him.
Exactly.
And that's a powerful brand statement, isn't it?
It is. And consistency is one of the three most powerful attributes of a successful brand. So consistency being one, distinction is another. And then engagement is the final one for entrepreneurs. Engagement.
Say those again. Say those again.
Consistency, distinction, and engagement.
I like that.
Yeah. So if we kind of round out our brand, if we done the due diligence and worked through the brand DNA process, or at least fleshed that out, then we get to step into that by being consistent, making sure that everything that we're doing is distinctive from at least our competitors,
right?
Our immediate competitors, and then creating a unique branded experience for the customer, and then it really engage them into what it is that we're doing, the value of what it is we're doing.
Suzanne, I'm going to have to wrap it up because we've got to wrap up our visit today. But before we do, I want you to give us your website one more time, please.
Yes, it's brandascension.com. Facebook, same thing. Facebook.com/brandascension.
All right. The book is called Brand DNA. Suzanne, come back soon. We enjoyed our visit today.
Anytime, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.